What's up, everybody? We are here. It's happening. It's something new. This is Rob T, and I'm here with my brother, known as Fanboy Dave.
What's up, Dave? How you doing there, buddy?
So this is episode one, and we're going to call this Origins today. Basically, you're now listening to the Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast, and that's what we're going to talk about is pro wrestling. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are really brothers, are we not?
We are brothers.
Much to his dismay, I'm sure.
That's right.
So, want to give you a quick little foundation of us, basically, what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to talk about pro wrestling as a whole. We're talking WWE. We're talking AEW. Maybe even some independent promotions that are out there. But here's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly here, I'm a mark for the pro wrestling business, for pro wrestling in general. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff. I love pro wrestling as a sport, as an entertainment. I just love it all. I watch WWE. I watch AEW. I've been to, you know, indie shows. That's me. My cohort here, on the other hand, though, is a little different. There's a reason why they call him Fanboy Dave. Dave, what is your favorite promotion?
There's only one promotion. It's WWE. I mean, I don't think there's anything else on TV that I see, but I watch WWE.
Then you must be blind, okay? Because there's another company right now called AEW that's been going on for almost 2 years.
Excuse me?
AEW.
You mean AEWCW?
No, well, call it whatever you want. I'll give you that. They do have a lot of stuff going on that does remind you of the old days of WCW with people behind the scenes included. You also got Sting on there. So there's a lot. Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that one. But the bottom line is, you're talking Tony Khan, Mr. Moneybanks here. Who's got more money than Mr. McMahon?
You mean his daddy's money from the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Doesn't matter. He's still got the money, brother.
I guess.
Anyway, so right now, the only two real big companies that are on everybody's radar are WWE and AEW. Now, we're going to, throughout this podcast, not just this podcast, but podcast episodes in the future, we're going to get into that, you know, because I'm telling you right now, folks, my brother here loves WWE and has always loved WWE. In his eyes, there's no other promotion out there. Me, on the other hand, I'm different. But here's what I want to do to start off this podcast, okay? We're going to give our origins. We're basically going to talk to you about how we got into loving this business, loving this sport. And you know what? I want my brother to start. Tell the people, if you will, please. What got you into professional wrestling? How like, go as far back as you can remember. What got you into professional wrestling at the very, very beginning?
I would say it happened in 1985, 86, 5 or 6 years old. My grandparents were huge wrestling fans.
Yeah.
You know, and growing up in Texas, they would always watch wrestling, and I just gravitated towards that because it was something that I liked and enjoyed. So watching wrestling, you know, the 80s, 90s, and until present day, seeing like in the 80s, Hulk Hogan, of course, most people were big Hulkamania fans. I'm no different, you know, Ultimate Warrior, Honky Tonk Man. And I can talk about, you know, all of it in the 80s and then going into the 90s, you know, being a teenager and, you know, watching it and, you know, into the Attitude Era is just, I mean, WWE's been the only thing I've ever watched. And I guess maybe, yeah, WCW during the Attitude Era, but not really much. I mean, if there was a line in the sand, I'm WWE versus any WCW at that time.
I have to interject. I have to ask because this is going to be a subject that we tackle in future episodes. But the era you're talking about is the Monday Night Wars.
That's right.
Anytime, you can't lie, anytime during the Monday Night Wars, did you flip over during commercials?
Well, yeah, it's a commercial just to see. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, before, you know, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall jumped over, I mean, I wouldn't turn it over.
No, it was crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely crap.
But, I mean, I saw them as WWE guys. I mean, you know, so I was like, okay, see what they're doing. And
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The NWO was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
Did you ever have an NWO shirt?
Well, yeah, I still have an NWO shirt. But, I mean, between the two factions, I mean, DX, I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't want to tell anybody or didn't tell anybody at school if you didn't agree with something? Hey, suck it.
You're right about that.
I mean, with the NWO, you just put up the Wolfpack. I mean, yeah, that's cool, but saying suck it to somebody is better.
That's true. That's very true. Okay. So yours goes back to basically when you were about 5 years old.
That's right.
So my brother and I were 5 years apart. So I actually started watching wrestling right at about the same age he did, except he wasn't around yet at that time. And he's right. Our grandparents used to watch wrestling all the time. And it was great. I mean, my grandmother and grandfather both would yell at the TV. I'm talking, my grandfather would yell obscenities, my grandmother would yell obscenities, and back in the day, they watched a lot of it was WCW at the time, because they would watch it at Saturday nights and things like that. I remember my grandfather loved Ric Flair. My grandma didn't really care. She just always rooted for the faces, for the good guys. And so that's where my love of pro wrestling started. Now, growing up, we went to a few shows.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my youngest memory, I think I must have been about, oh man, maybe six. Like, I think my brother here was just born. I know he was still a baby at the time. And my stepdad, which is his dad, our dad, took me to a wrestling show in Austin. And I remember at that show, I got to see Kabuki, the great Kabuki was at that show. Gino Hernandez, the promotion, if I remember correctly, was World Class Championship Wrestling that was based out of Dallas. We're talking 80s here, ladies and gentlemen. For those of y'all that are true wrestling fans, y'all know what I'm talking about, the home of Von Erichs. And I got to see Gino Hernandez. I got to see the great Kabuki. I got to see David Von Erich before he passed away. Got to meet David Von Erich. I also got to see Mil Máscaras. And I even got an autograph from Mil Máscaras, but don't ask me where it is now because I do not have it. So my love of pro wrestling definitely started from way back then. Now, where I differ from my brother, though, is I loved it all. I loved Lucha Libre. I loved, he's right, though. Yeah, you're right. WCW did suck before NWO came into it. And so I didn't really watch it that much. At that time, we were watching WWF together. We would go to Thanksgivings and watch Survivor Series before it was on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we watched a lot of shows together. Do you remember when we went to the Royal Rumble in San Antonio?
1996.
Yep, that's right.
Tickets was for Christmas or my birthday from my aunt. And I asked you if you wanted to go.
Yeah, and we saw Shawn Michaels fight Psycho Sid for the belt. He won. That was also the famous Royal Rumble where Stone Cold Steve Austin kept throwing everybody out when they came to the ring.
Yep, and then he put his hand on his head when Bret Hart's music hit.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to see some pretty cool stuff. We've been big fans of pro wrestling ever since. But like I said, my brother here, straight WWE.
Always, forever.
Yeah. So the challenge here now that we're doing this podcast is that he's going to have to watch some of the other products because we do plan on giving a rundown.
It might put me to sleep, though, you know, if it's not WWE. I don't know.
We do plan on giving a kind of a rundown every week. Now, I want to make it really clear. We're not in the wrestling business. We're just fans. This podcast is straight fan point of view. And we're not going to get too into detail on a lot of what's going on every week. There are other podcasts out there that do that already. A real great one that I highly recommend is Busted Open Podcast. They have a show on SiriusXM. That's where you can hear the full, I believe it's 3 hours, hosted by Dave LaGreca and Bully Ray, also known as Bubba Ray, Tommy Dreamer, and Mark Henry. It's a great show. If you want to get the real, like, what's going on every week, they're the show to go to. But we will give our rundowns throughout the weeks when they come, and we'll talk a little bit about it. So that's kind of our background, where we come from. Dave, what kind of memorabilia do you have?
I have the old John Cena spinning title. I have some action figures. Roman Reigns. He's all right, you know. But, you know, I think that's pretty much everybody's. But, you know, have some Shawn Michaels, Dave Bautista, posters, old books, signatures from the events I've been to, like WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam. Pretty much been to every major pay-per-view and looking forward to them coming to San Antonio, maybe going to Monday Night Raw when they come in August. For sure going to go to WrestleMania next year in Dallas.
Yeah, and you spare no cost when you go to those things, man.
Well, a good product is a good price. So if it's, you know, $1,000 or whatever, it's justified because it's WWE and it's the best out there.
What's the closest you've ever been at WWE, like the seating wise?
I mean, when they come to Austin, I mean, I'd get like fifth row. Funny story. And so one of my friends from high school, his mom used to work for the Attorney General, but she worked at the Frank Gehren Center. And one time they called me and they're like, hey, they're in San Antonio. Do you want to go? And I didn't know at the time that his mother was friends with the head of WWE security. So after the show, I was like, what are we doing? Like, we're going to hang out with WWE superstars on the River Rock and at their hotel. And
oh, wow.
One of the best experiences of my life. And I mean, I met a lot of wrestlers. You know, Daniel Bryant before he was big, you know, even
before the beard.
Before the beard.
Yeah.
Who else was out there? Percy Watson. I mean, maybe the Percy. You know, I mean, it was cool when he was doing that before the whole NXT thing. So a lot of cool wrestlers back in the day. And I mean, I love WWE because I truly believe that, I mean, whatever people say, I mean, Vince really wants to give to the fans. I mean, you can look back on when he was giving money and, you know, to the fans, or when, I know he's not popular, but Donald Trump had the angle and they were dropping money in the fans and then they gave everybody a refund. AEW's not doing that.
Okay. Yeah, that may be the case, but let's be real here. He's what, 80 now or something like that? And he's either got dementia or something, because the WWE Raw has sucked balls the past few months, and you cannot tell me otherwise, because we have seen the same matches every single week. I'm really getting sick and tired of seeing Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler wrestling those other two chicks that I don't even... Well, Lana's not there anymore, right? She got fired. But they gave us the same match week after week after week. Storylines are stale. There is nothing, in my opinion, nothing exciting about Monday Night Raw going on right now. SmackDown, on the other hand, the only thing SmackDown's got going for it right now, again, in my opinion, is Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is killing it right now. So I will give you that. But Raw, yeah, let me hear you defend Raw, because right now it sucks. Bottom line.
Hey, they're just getting ready for the fans. We're about to throw that product out there, and it's going to be good.
So do you think COVID is what really messed everything up?
Well, I believe it had some effect to some things, because, I mean, granted, yeah, for some of the releases like Braun Strowman, I mean, I don't agree with it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, even though WWE had one of the biggest years as far as revenue, I mean, they're still trying to cut in places because we don't know if we're truly out of this pandemic.
Okay, true. What about the rumors, though, that the reason why all this stuff is happening is that WWE is about to be up for sale?
Vince McMahon ain't going to sell that to nobody. Come on.
You think that man is in his right mind right now?
Everybody thinks Vince McMahon is crazy, but he's ahead of the game no matter what anybody says. Even... what's his name from UFC? Dana White?
Yeah.
He knows Vince McMahon's a smart businessman, and boy, she was ruthless and aggressive like Vince.
I don't take that away from him. I know he's a smart businessman. I mean, he's gotten this dude. He bought out his competition.
Well, not only that, yeah, the government tried to shut him down, yeah, the steroid, right, and he took it to them.
Definitely.
So
Vince is best, and you got to admit this, Vince is best when he has competition. That's when he's at his best. For years now, he has not had any competition, and look what's happened to the product.
So do you think maybe these releases is to get his creative juices, that this is a whole plan by him, that, like, I need some of these other companies, because I guess there's other companies out there, that's going to say, okay, I'm going to show everybody why I'm number one in sports entertainment.
Okay, so I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. I personally don't know what he's thinking. Now, he is a smart man. I can't take that away from him. He's
a billionaire.
Exactly. He's a billionaire. He knows what he's doing, right? All we can do is speculate. We're just fans, right? But I don't think it's a secret that the fans right now are not happy with the current WWE product. The ratings for Raw alone are at the lowest they've ever been since its inception. That is fact. Bottom line. Now, the counterpart, well, here's the thing. I know Vince McMahon doesn't even look at AEW as competition. And I get that. He's the king of the mountain. Everybody else right now is just nothing to him, okay? AEW, however, and this is, again, just my opinion, what they're doing right now, the reason why they're being so successful and everything, and the reason why people are turning over to them and kind of leaving WWE away, and I'm not even talking about NXT because that's a whole different thing. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But it's because AEW goes back to the to pro wrestling at its source. What made wrestling popular? Okay, that's characters and storylines. With good characters and good storylines, you're going to get the fans to buy in. The emotion is going to come in. Tell me right now, what superstar in WWE are you emotionally invested in right now, besides Roman Reigns? Can you really say there is a story or a character that you're really invested in that you have to tune in this coming Monday to see what's going to happen with him, because it's just, it's a nail biter and you can't wait to see what's going to happen? Tell me.
Bobby Lashley.
Who else?
Alexa Bliss, because that thing is so weird, but it intrigues me.
It is weird, I'll give you that. But is there anybody else? Okay. Exactly my point. But yet on AEW, there are several storylines that leave you on the edge of your seat. Right now, the biggest one probably going on is the rivalry between the Pinnacle and the Inner Circle.
Who's that?
The Inner Circle is the faction that is led by Chris Jericho. Okay, and the Pinnacle is another faction that is led by a great up-and-comer that you may not have heard of, but I'm going to tell you right now, at his age, he's very young, but this dude is like the Ric Flair in his youth, like that heel that you love to hate. Remember when Ric Flair was always about, you know, he still says it, of course, now to this day, you know, the wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, you know, jet flying, limousine riding, that guy.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of where this guy comes from. His name is MJF, Maxwell Jacob Freeman. And the thing about MJF right now is he's an ass, dude, straight up. And the thing is he carries it on outside the cameras. And that's the one thing about the old school. We're living in an age right now, the internet, right? There's so much information out there. And one of the problems, in my opinion, with professional wrestling as a whole is that kayfabe is dead. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know this, if there was a rivalry going on, let's say a great story that I've heard before, Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. They were rivals. You would never see them driving in a car together to the next town, to the next show. Never.
Yeah, because I was pulling the curtain back.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the big problems right now is that the curtain has been pulled too far back, right? It's good and it's bad. MJF, he doesn't pull the curtain back. Like, you'll actually love this because you love to be a jerk, right?
It's debatable depending on who's saying it.
This is a real story that happened, okay? MJF was at a autograph signing. Little kid came up. Little kid was a fan of MJF and wanted a picture with him. MJF signed the autograph, had the ugliest look on his face. When the mom went to take the picture, as she snapped the picture, MJF gave the finger to the little kid. And then when the mom yelled at him for doing that, gave the finger to the mom and told her to get the hell out of the line. And then went on to the next person.
So you think he is Stone Cold?
I'm telling you that he's living the gimmick, basically. And that's actually what's helping the AEW product. The fact that people hate MJF. They want to see MJF get his butt kicked. You know, they had a sold out crowd at their last pay-per-view that was two Sundays ago. Okay, sold out crowd.
What kind of building was it? Are we talking like?
Well, no. Granted, it was an amphitheater. So for an amphitheater, a sold out crowd is 5,000. But they have sold out 10,000 seaters coliseums before.
What about Jerry World?
They haven't gone there yet. Keep in mind, they are a company that hasn't even been around 2 years, okay? But, I mean, I get that you're the fanboy for WWE and everything, but you can't just brush off AEW. The steam that they have gained in just this little time in the game, it's something. It really is, you know? And they are entertaining. That's the other thing. They are letting their talent be themselves. You cannot say that about WWE. WWE gives their talent scripts and makes them stick to the scripts.
That's right.
Yeah. And you're okay with that?
Well, Vince, again, is a smart man, so he knows what he's doing, and it's his vision.
I get that, and that's the whole point of this. That's why there's now alternatives. That's why people are turning off WWE, because right now the way he's playing ball, a lot of people aren't really finding it to be their cup of tea. Don't get me wrong. For me, right now, WWE's still entertaining for the most part, but there are times I'm just like, oh, dear Lord, really? Can't believe this is happening right now. I mean, let's be real, man. Suffering Succotash, they do not have a good track record. Remember that? Roman Reigns, one of the baddest men out there, and had to say Suffering Succotash because it was written for him, and man, did he stink up the joint.
Yeah, I give you that.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, I'm just putting it out there. There's other products out there. Let me ask you this. I get it. Total fanboy for WWE. We get it. Any love for any independent promotions doing their thing right now?
I don't watch independent.
Would you go to a live event?
Maybe if it was for free.
Well, come on. You got to admit that a wrestler has to start somewhere.
No, that's true. I mean, they're growing pains. I get that. But I don't. You're not on my radar if you're not in the WWE. I understand Daniel Bryan went through the whole indie scenes, AJ Styles and all them and the problem. But if they weren't in the WWE and you're like, who's Daniel Bryan? I would be like, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Because, again, if you're not in the WWE, I'm not watching you.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more. About the differences between the two companies here, and we'll see if Dave over here can defend the
Fanboy
WWE.
Fanboy Dave
can defend the WWE over here a little bit more. But we're gonna take a quick break, get a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with more. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Rob T from the Brothers of Discussion podcast. Listen, check it out. This is for all you fellas out there that are listening. Now, I know every now and then you got to go and you got to get that haircut, man. You got to get fresh cut, got to get cleaned up, and I'm the same way. But sometimes it's just like these places are all the same, am I right? Well, there's a place that I go to, and it is the place for anyone with a beard. I mean, you just want to get that manly feel, right? You want to get that manly haircut. You got to go to Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, right? They're located in San Marcos, Texas. But I'm telling you, these guys do it right. It's like going back to the old school time of doing haircut with the straight edge shave. They edge you up. They get that good hot towel treatment. Listen, this is the best place to go. I make sure to go there every couple of weeks. And hey, I've been going there now already for a few months, and they're my barber, man. I'm going to keep going there. So here's the deets for you guys. It's 322 West Hopkins Street is where they're located in San Marcos, Texas. It's Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop. When you go, tell old Dal that Rob T from the Brothers of Destruction podcast sent you, okay? Make sure you let him know that. That's Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, located at 322 West Hopkins Street, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. For more information, give them a call at 512-522-1346. You can also go to their website at hanleysbarbershop.com. And we're back. And what a riveting discussion that we were having.
Wait a minute. Well,
what's up?
So you talk about they're putting the best product out there. I was on my Facebook, and I saw something about a mimosa match. Like, seriously? A mimosa match? Like, where's my breakfast at? Are you going to give me some breakfast with my mimosa? Come on, man. Loser goes in there, and you lose the match? Give me a break.
Okay, I'll give you that, but how's that any different from the Thanksgiving dinner matches when you got a Thanksgiving dinner outside the match and you throw your opponent through the whole thing?
Because it's not a mimosa.
What still is ridiculous?
Who wants a turkey leg? I'll take a turkey leg.
The bottom line, man, is it's entertaining. Entertainment. That's what we're talking about. It's sports entertainment. People are entertained.
Well, yeah, WWE is sports entertainment. That's right.
Yeah, you're right. It is. But here's the thing. WWE has catered more to the entertainment side of the sport than they have the professional wrestling. Hell, Vince McMahon doesn't even want you to call his superstars wrestlers.
Well, because Vince McMahon is in sports entertainment, like he told Ted Turner when Ted Turner said, I'm in the wrestling business.
Right.
He goes, well, good for you, Ted.
Right. And so what I think is happening now is that through those decisions, don't get me wrong, as we said earlier, Vince McMahon's a genius, a freaking genius, okay? And he has definitely taken WWE to the pinnacle of professional
wrestling. I see what you did there. Get out of here, the pinnacle.
Nah, no pun intended. But here's the thing, man. He is catering more now. He said it in, you remember that old documentary, Beyond the Mat?
Yes.
There was a line he said in that documentary, and he told the guy that was interviewing him, "We make movies." And that, I think, says it all. Vince McMahon cares more about the entertainment and does not care about the sport of professional wrestling. Bottom line, he does not like professional wrestling. And it shows. Look at how bad he treated Ric Flair. Look at how bad he treated a lot of those wrestlers from back in the day.
But they all came back.
Because WWE was the only game in town.
WWE is the mecca.
You're right. But here's the thing. It's not like that anymore. Triple H yesterday was talking. I don't know if you saw it. I'm sure you saw it. And he said, and I'm not going to quote it directly because I don't remember.
Yeah, because Triple H can beat you up if you don't say it right.
He basically said that, and I want to say he was referencing the women's division, right?
Which is the best division in professional wrestling or sports entertainment.
That's BS.
Are you kidding me? Charlotte Flair is the greatest of all time, and she would run mats on anybody in any other organization.
No doubt, but they're not using her to her potential. Right now, she sucks.
You're insane.
I am not insane. I have lost.
It's like Ric Flair said.
Bro, what did they do to Asuka? Asuka was a beast. She was kicking ass.
She was undefeated for like 2 years.
Exactly. And you're going to tell me that this undefeated beast that came from Japan made headway, the reason why they brought her over here? Now, look at her. Shayna Baszler. Need I say more? Shayna Baszler is basically Ronda Rousey. That kind of a level, okay? She comes from the world of the MMA, and what do they got her doing now? Got her being afraid of a doll?
Hey, some dolls are scary. Chucky, you know? I don't want to see a Chucky. No, thank you.
I got a story about that with you no, when no, you were a kid.
We don't need to talk about that. Stick to wrestling.
Okay, yeah. All my point is I'm trying to say is that Vince McMahon right now, in my opinion, I don't take nothing away from the man. Yes, he is a genius. He is. He's a billionaire. Definitely got more money than I'll ever have in my life. Okay? But I don't think he's making the right decisions for the fans right now. I really don't think he has the fans' interests at heart. WWE wants to talk a big game about listening to fans, and they're not listening to fans. Bro, the Iconics. Why did they get rid of the Iconics? The Iconics were annoying as hell.
I liked them. I'm a huge fan of the Iconics.
That's my point. They were doing their job. I was annoyed by them because that's the emotion that they drew out of me while watching them on TV. Which, going back to what I said earlier, that's the core of what professional wrestling
but
is.
But it's hard to do that if there's no fans in the stands.
Grant, you're right about that. I can't take away from that. Man, this last year has really been a challenge for this sport, no doubt about it. But again, they were still, how can I say, getting a response from fans. I mean, it was all over social media, all over Twitter. I mean, they were doing, Billy Kay was amazing. She made me laugh every week after they split them up as a tag team. With the whole resume thing, it was brilliant stuff. And then to just let her go, and going back to what you said earlier, Braun Strowman. What? Really? Braun Strowman?
I that's a head scratcher, but I don't know if they'll renegotiate his deal or something. But.
And then what about Aleister Black? They were running. They had already started a storyline with Aleister Black. He was already about to feud with Big E, and just like that, they cut him too.
And I'm not a big Aleister Black fan. So
I get that, but do you understand the logistics of that?
Well, yeah, I get that. You go attack Big E, and then the next week, how do you explain that?
Exactly.
I get that.
Exactly. There's so many inconsistencies in what the WWE is putting out right now that there is a lot of fans losing faith in the company.
A lot of fans?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the majority.
I'm not saying the majority. I'm saying, though, there is a lot of fans that are losing faith.
We're talking 10%? 15%?
I don't know about percentages. All I know is it's enough to make some noise. Definitely enough to make some noise. I gave them a shout-out earlier. I'll give them a shout-out again because right now they're the best pro wrestling show on the radio right now, and that's Busted Open. And we're talking Hall of Famers on this show. Bully Ray.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Mark Henry.
He is Hall of Famer. My friend actually knows Mark Henry.
Who is All Elite now, by the way.
Yeah. you're not going to get me to say anything bad about Mark Henry because he made his staple in WWE.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. 25 years. That's nothing to snuff at. But so my point is this. These two gentlemen are definitely somebody in the world of professional wrestling, sports entertainment. They love the business. Exactly. Out of Bully Ray's mouth, he even said it himself when you were talking about Charlotte Flair earlier. He's lost interest in her. And it has nothing to do with her ability. I want to make that perfectly clear. Everything that I'm saying right now has nothing to do with the individual, with the superstar that I'm talking about. It's the way that they're being used. They're basically given chicken shit and expected to make chicken salad out of it.
Can we cuss on this?
It's a podcast. You can.
Just making sure. It might be little children, so I do apologize for my brother being a little rowdy with the language because WWE is PG, family friendly. So I do apologize again if there's kids out there.
I'm sorry for all you PG listeners out there. Attitude Era wasn't PG.
Boy, that's fine.
That's why it was the best era, man, in my opinion.
Mine too. Anyway,
my point is, even Hall of Famers have said how they've lost a lot of interest in some of these stars that are great. Charlotte Flair, I can't take anything away from her. She is the best.
She will go down in history as the best women wrestler ever to live.
No doubt. I mean, she is top notch, right? I will say this, though, about WWE. They got one product right now that is, in my opinion, the top notch, and that's NXT. I have yet to see an NXT takeover be bad. They top each NXT takeover every single time they have one.
So maybe Vince is thinking is with these budget cuts that he's going to use NXT to create new superstars.
The hell he is.
Well, you can say it's all Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
That's right.
The greatest wrestler of all time.
Yeah, they're the ones that run NXT. Now, what happens every time an NXT star goes to WWE? What happens?
Maybe their push gets stopped.
Maybe. Maybe my butt. That's exactly what happens. Aleister Black in NXT was phenomenal. Now he's not even in the company anymore. Asuka in NXT, undefeated. Memorable matches with Bayley, with freaking, what's her name? Becky Lynch. Even Charlotte Flair in NXT. Great matches. And now she just comes out and dances and speaks Japanese, and that's pretty much it.
It's funny. She likes it.
No, I get that. I get that she likes it. But
Asuka, people don't think Asuka's funny. She is very funny.
No, I agree.
She even has, I believe, an own video game channel on Twitch. I can't think of the name at the moment, right. But she's funny.
No, yeah, she is. And she's got a lot of charisma. She's not used to her potential, though, on WWE. Bottom line. So there's a lot of stars right now in NXT, man. You got Adam Cole.
He's the best, baby.
Yeah. Johnny Gargano.
He's good, too.
Yeah, exactly. Bobby Fish. Some of these other guys are, and they don't want to go to the main roster because of what happens to NXT stars. Balor went back to NXT.
That's true. But I think if Adam Cole goes, he's a star.
Adam Cole, you may have a point there. He's definitely – when I see Adam Cole, in my opinion, it's like seeing Shawn Michaels again. Back in Shawn Michaels' heyday, back in the early 90s.
Yeah, but Adam Cole will just tell you he's trying to be the first ever Adam Cole.
No, I get that. I get that. But what I'm saying is that he reminds me a lot of the way – Shawn Michaels was. Yeah, he was like very brash. He was
a pit bull, not the biggest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yes, I could see him being successful. But again, like Bully Ray has said on Busted Open several times, it's all about that pencil. One side of that pencil is going to make you a star. It's going to make you headline WrestleMania. But just as easily, the other side of the pencil takes you and puts you on the unemployment line. It's all about the power of the pencil. And who wields that pencil?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
That's right. That's right. So all I'm saying, man, is that to me, that's where the issue is. But it's his game. It's his ball. It's his bat. It's his world. That's why there's alternatives like AEW.
Is AEW a public traded company?
No, it's not. Hmm. It's not. Hmm. Thank God. Because look what happens. Anyway. Oh, man. I hope you guys have been enjoying this. We've just kind of wanted to kind of set the foundation of what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to talk professional wrestling. We're going to talk about, you know, the different promotions. My goal is to even bring in some professional wrestlers from some of the local indie scenes, and I can't wait to do that because who knows, maybe they'll get Dave, Fanboy Dave over here in a headlock or something because he keeps running his mouth.
Ah, so you're saying I might need to bring some brass knucks or something.
Anyway, but we're going to have a lot of fun on this show. We're going to talk a lot of different topics. Just to give you an idea, some of the topics I want to talk about, I want to talk about the Montreal Screwjob. I want to talk about the Attitude Era versus the Golden Era of the 80s when Hulk Hogan used to run the show. You know, I want to talk about that. I want to, you know, talk about some of the greats. Maybe some we'll talk about something about Harley Race or Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, and things like that. Definitely, I want to talk about some of these biographies that have come out here recently, the A&E's released. There's also The Dark Side of the Ring that's been out. There's been some really good ones that have come out, and I kind of like to talk about some of those as well. So we've got a lot of information that we can definitely talk about. And we're going to leave it up to you, the fans, to whatever it is you want to watch. The bottom line is this. Fanboy Dave over here, he's a mark for WWE. Bottom line. Yours truly here, I love the sport, I love the business, but the bottom line we can both agree on is we love professional wrestling.
That's right.
You know, so it's up to you, the fan, what you want to watch. You can watch WWE. Hey, I still do. I watch WWE. I love WWE, even though they suck right now, in my opinion.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But AEW's out there. We've got MLW out there. Did you know that MLW's champion right now, Jacob Fatu, Roman Reigns' cousin?
Oh, that's cool. Well, the Samoan Dynasty, I mean, they got always, it's their proven fact, good wrestlers.
Yeah, definitely. So you got MLW, you got local promotion like Mission Pro Wrestling, which is an all-female promotion, and they put on great shows. My wife and I went to their show last month. It was awesome, so awesome. Mark Henry was in attendance, by the way. It was a great show, but just get out there and enjoy wrestling. I will say this, Dave. What do you think? I remember back in the day when we were younger, we got laughed at a lot for being pro wrestling fans.
Well, yeah. I got John Cena as my ringtone still.
Yeah.
Can't see me.
But can you agree that there's a lot more acceptance of it? I mean, it's on ESPN, WWE. Oh,
I wouldn't care if people accepted it or not. I mean, I'm not going to change my mind just right. Like people watch this. What are those movies? MCU, and people are crying. It's not even real. Wrestling's exactly. Real.
But would you agree with me? There was something I wanted to ask you yesterday. Not yesterday, Wednesday. You and I were over at our parents' house because our sister celebrated a birthday. Did you hear our brother say the F word about wrestling? How do you feel about that when you hear that now, all these years later? When someone comes up to you and tells you, oh, wrestling's fake, that's the F word.
Oh, yeah, that's, I'm going to get steel chair and hit somebody. That's right, what I want to do.
Right,
yeah.
So I want to end the show this way because I know this is something that my brother here does agree with me. And I want to put this out there to all of you that are listening. Maybe there's some of you listening out there that are not wrestling fans and you think that we're stupid or whatever for being fans.
It doesn't matter what you think.
That's right. Here's the bottom line. Wrestling is not fake, okay? We don't like that word. Here's the reason why. Yes, there are storylines. Yes, outcomes are predetermined. I will give you that. But what they do in the ring, it's not fake. The jumps they do are real. The bumps they take are real. Chair shots, real. Through the tables, real. I mean, look at some of these wrestlers like Jake the Snake Roberts. Go and look at the Dark Side of the Ring episode that aired this week on Davey Boy Smith and tell me that it's fake. It takes a toll on your body. It takes a toll on your psyche. Man, how many professional wrestlers have been divorced?
A lot.
Right? Lost families.
Yep.
Because they chose the business that they love. That's what I was warning you about earlier. You're good, though. You're good. So that's why we don't like that word, fake, because that's not fake.
That's disrespectful to any wrestler, too. You might get punched in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh, man. Back in the, I think it was either the 80s or the early 90s. John Stossel from ABC News got the taste slapped out of his mouth for saying that wrestling was fake by a wrestler. So it's very disrespectful. And we won't tolerate it here on this show. So if you ever come on this show and say that wrestling's fake, look out. That's all I'm going to say. Might get
you heard it.
You might get a flare chop or something. I don't know. Anyway, this has been great. Our first episode. We're looking forward to doing a lot more. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Watch WWE.
And watch AEW.
Get out of here, bro.
Watch whatever makes you happy, all right? So until next time, I'm Rob T.
Fanboy Dave.
And you've been listening to The Brothers of Discussion.